Chapter 7. I Have a Cunning Plan. Kyle was an action hero. At least, Kyle considered himself to be a hero who was quite active. Actually, he thought of himself as someone who had the potential to be active and really rather heroic if he wasn't so lazy. Kyle listened to what Emily and Scarlett had to say. There was silence. The cogs inside Kyle's head were turning very slowly. "Well?" asked Scarlett.
"Shh," said Emily. "He's thinking. Just wait."
"It seems to me that you have a problem."
"Brilliant," said Scarlett, as sarcastically as she could. "What a dope."
"Shh," said Emily.
"You say that you've been told that you are to marry Jack Frost, correct?" asked Kyle.
"Correct," answered Scarlett.
"And that the King and Queen of Fairies have told you that you are to move away from your favourite hosta in order to set up home with Frosty, correct?" asked Kyle.
"Correct," answered Scarlett once again.
"And you have to obey your king and queen, correct?" asked Kyle.
"Correct,"
answered Scarlett for the third time. "And you really don't like Jack Frost, nor do you want to live somewhere cold, correct?" asked Kyle. Scarlett was getting bored with her own answers, so she didn't bother this time. Said Kyle. "There are solutions to this problem. Solution one is that you disobey your king and queen."
"No way," ordered Scarlett.
"Solution two is that you kill Jack Frost."
Tempting, said Scarlett, "but I'd get into trouble for doing that. Where would all the snow come from during the winter if I bumped him off?"
"Solution three is that you convince the king and queen that it would be more appropriate for you to marry someone else," said Kyle.
"But who?" asked Emily.
"Who indeed? And how do you gain an audience with the king and queen?"
Scarlett considered who she could marry instead of Jack Frost. Alfie was awful. Bartholomew was boring. Chester lacked charm. Dave was dippy. Eddie was envious. Frankie frightened her. George was a gorb. Harry
was handsome. Yes, Harry certainly had potential. He was very good looking and certainly had good prospects. He was clever and had a wonderful house not too far away.
Everyone liked Harry. That was Harry's problem. Everyone liked him, and there was no way he would fancy a red-winged bossy boots like Scarlet.
"I know who, but he would never fancy me. As for an audience with the king and queen, they wouldn't entertain the idea of me pleading with them to let me marry someone else," said Scarlet.
"You leave the king and queen to me," said Kyle. "I'm sure the king and queen would like to meet Prince Kyle and Princess Emily, so it might be time for your fairy dust to be put to action by changing us into fairies."